Hello and welcome to this Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was published by George Frideric Handel in the year 1720, though it's likely he composed the music over the previous several years. It's from a collection of 8 suites for keyboard instruments, sometimes called his 8 Great Suites, and all of them have now been recorded for Naxos by pianist Philip Edward Fisher, spread over 2 volumes. Volume 1, with suites 1 to 4, came out a few years back, and now we have Volume 2 with, as you would guess, suites 5, 6, 7, and 8. When I listen to this music, it sounds, well, it feels as though everything is unfolding as it should. The music, time, life in general. And that feeling lasts for, well, as long as the music is playing. Music by George Frideric Handel, who was born in Germany in 1685, but has now been acknowledged or appropriated as one of England's greatest composers. But fair enough. He spent much of his adult life in England and took English citizenship, and if he considers himself to be English, who am I to argue? English or not, his influence on other composers should not be underestimated. Both composers of his day and those that followed. In opera, in oratorio, or in keyboard music on this CD, he wrote music of such quality that generations of composers have struggled to equal the standard set by George Frideric. Beethoven once said of Handel, "Handel is the greatest composer who ever lived. I would uncover my head and kneel on his grave." That was the final movement from Handel's Keyboard Suite No. 5, a movement titled Harmonious Blacksmith. According to his contemporaries, Handel was a large man who enjoyed his food and drink. He earned the nickname the Great Bear in part because of his size, but also because of his sometimes gruff nature. He was easily annoyed and prone to tantrums, but also had a sense of humor and apparently didn't carry grudges. He could fly off the handle at you, pun intended, and he would then forget about it. He spoke English, French, Italian, and of course German, but spoke all of the languages with a thick German accent. According to contemporary reports, this accent made it very hard for anyone to understand what he was talking about when he flew off into one of his tantrums. Although Handel was a very independent and private man, he was also a very public figure as a brilliant composer, as well as a first-rate impresario and concert presenter. He made a good living from his music, but he was extremely generous in supporting various charities, including an orphanage of which he was a governor, and the Royal Society of Musicians. When he died at the age of 74, he was buried in Westminster Abbey with full state honors at a funeral that was attended by more than 3,000 people. And he left behind a small mountain of music that to this day charms and moves us. That was from the third movement of Handel's keyboard suite in F-sharp minor, played by British pianist Philip Edward Fisher. I've had the great pleasure of hearing Philip play quite a few times, everything from contemporary American music to Russian masters to Handel, and it's always an absolute treat. With calm sureness, he plays music in a way that makes it seem like it's unfolding just as it should. Of his first recording of the Handel Suites, reviewer Jed Distler wrote in Classics Today, "The modern concert grand lends itself well to the idiomatic flair and delightful variety characterizing Handel's keyboard suites, yet surprisingly few pianists champion them on disc. Philip Edward Fisher is an exception, and his first volume, in what promises to be a complete cycle, adds up to an absorbing listen." Here is the beginning of Keyboard Suite Number 7. The longest and most dramatic of all of them, and the drama begins right away at the beginning with this overture. Thank you. That was from Handel's Keyboard Suite No. 7, some of the overture. Several of the other movements in this suite are based on Baroque dance forms, which was, well, that's partly what a suite was. This next music is a saraband. A saraband is based on a stately court dance that was originally found in Spain, where it was called a zarabanda. I mentioned earlier that Philip Edward Fisher makes music seem like it is unfolding exactly as it should, and this movement is a perfect example. The music moves and breathes at its own pace. That was a saraband by Handel. Handel wrote much of his keyboard music for himself to play, whether on organ or harpsichord, which would have been two of the main keyboard instruments of his day. But Handel was forever arranging and rearranging his music for different collections of instruments, and I have the, well, completely subjective notion that had a modern grand piano been available in his day, he would have been one of the first people to try it out. And frankly, I'm not sure I care whether the music is played on harpsichord or piano, as long as it's played with a huge helping of musical intelligence, as it is here. This is the beginning of the Passacaglia from Keyboard Suite No. 7, the final movement of this suite. Thank you. That was from Handel's Keyboard Suite No. 7 in G minor. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new Naxos recording of Philip Edward Fisher playing Handel's Keyboard Suites 5 through 8. It's the second volume Mr. Fisher has dedicated to this group of sonatas. The first came out several years ago and is equally enjoyable. Both volumes are available for you at all fine music stores. The catalog number for this new volume is 8.573397. To go out, here's the Gieg, the final movement, from Handel's Keyboard Suite No. 8. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.